Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Eat by Thich Nhat Hanh. Han is a brief, practical guide to bringing mindfulness into one of the most ordinary and most repeated parts of life eating. Part of the Mindfulness Essentials series, the book focuses on how daily meals can become steady training in awareness, compassion, and connection, rather than rushed routines done on autopilot. Drawing on decades of Zen teaching and community practice, Thich Nhat Hanh Han presents simple reflections and exercises that help readers slow down, notice the body, and recognize the many conditions that make each bite possible. The emphasis is not on strict dietary rules, nutrition debates, or guilt. Instead, the book invites a gentle shift in attention from consuming without awareness to eating with presence. In doing so, it links food to gratitude, ethical living, and inner calm. Readers can use the book as a standalone introduction or as a supportive companion for ongoing mindfulness practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, eating is a doorway to mindfulness. A central theme of how to eat is that mindfulness does not require special settings, long retreats, or perfect circumstances. Eating is presented as an everyday doorway into practice because it happens repeatedly and engages all the senses. The book encourages readers to pause before eating, notice breathing, and feel the body sitting or standing. The shift from hurry to presence can reveal how often meals are paired with distraction, screens, or anxious planning. By learning to return attention to the simple reality of a bite, the reader trains the same skills used in seated meditation: stability, non-judgment, and gentle persistence. The practice is intentionally accessible. Even a few mindful breaths or a moment of awareness before the first bite is framed as meaningful. Over time, these small pauses can change the emotional tone of meals, reduce reactivity, and support calmer choices. The approach also reframes mindfulness as something integrated into daily life, rather than added as one more task. Eating becomes a reliable bell of mindfulness that can bring the mind back from worry about the future or rumination about the past into direct experience here and now. Secondly, deep gratitude and interbeing in every meal. Thich Nhat Hanh often teaches interbeing, the insight that nothing exists independently and everything is made of everything else. In the context of eating, this becomes a concrete contemplation. A piece of food carries the work of farmers, the support of soil and rain, the energy of the sun, and the labor of transportation and preparation. How to Eat uses this perspective to cultivate gratitude that is not abstract but grounded in observable reality. When readers pause to recognize the many causes and conditions behind a meal, eating can shift from a private act to an awareness of relationship with people and planet. This gratitude is not just a polite feeling, it can become a stabilizing mental state that counters entitlement and mindless consumption. The practice can also soften loneliness by reminding the reader that life is supported at every moment. Importantly, the book frames gratitude as available even with very simple food. A humble meal can still be a meeting point of countless gifts. This topic can influence behavior as well when you see the wider web of support. Wasting food, eating in a rush, or ignoring the impact of choices becomes harder to justify. Mindful gratitude naturally moves toward respect. Thirdly, slowing down and meeting hunger with clarity. Another key topic is the difference between physical hunger and the many forms of emotional or habitual hunger that drive overeating, snacking, or consuming without satisfaction. How to Eat suggests that slowing down creates space to recognize what is actually happening in the body and mind. When eating is hurried, signals of fullness are easy to miss, and emotions are easily medicated with food. By contrast, mindful pacing invites readers to chew, taste, and notice sensations that usually pass unnoticed. This awareness can reveal subtle cues, the first signs of satiety, the feeling of tension in the jaw or stomach, and the mental stories that push for more. The book does not present mindfulness as a diet technique, yet the practical outcome can be more balanced eating because awareness supports wise stopping. The emphasis is on kindness rather than control. Readers are encouraged to relate to cravings without shame and to return to the breath when the mind races. This clarity can also address the sense of never enough that accompanies stress-driven consumption. When one bite is fully experienced, it can be more satisfying than many bites taken while distracted. The practice supports a calmer relationship with appetite and offers a realistic method for anyone who wants to eat with more ease. Fourthly, compassionate and ethical choices at the table. How to Eat links mindful attention to ethical sensitivity. When you are present with the reality of what you consume, questions about suffering, sustainability, and health tend to arise naturally. The book approaches this as compassion in action rather than moral perfection. It invites readers to consider the impacts of their food choices on their own bodies, on other beings, and on the earth. This is not a rigid program but an encouragement to align daily habits with values. Mindfulness helps because it reduces automaticity. Instead of choosing based solely on impulse, convenience, or advertising, the reader learns to pause and look more deeply. That pause can support decisions that are more life-affirming, such as wasting less, appreciating seasonal foods, or reducing harmful consumption patterns. The topic also includes how we eat with others. Meals can be places of connection or conflict, and mindful awareness can foster patience, listening, and warmth at the table. Even when eating alone, compassionate attention can transform the act into self-care rather than self-neglect. By framing ethical eating as an extension of awareness and kindness, the book offers a gentle path that many readers can sustain longer than strict rule-based approaches. Lastly, Simple Practices for Daily Life and Community. Because it is designed as an essential style book, How to Eat emphasizes small, repeatable practices that fit into real schedules. The guidance can be applied at breakfast before work, in a busy household, or during a brief lunch break. Suggested practices include pausing, breathing, noticing posture, eating in silence for a short time, and returning attention to sensory experience whenever the mind wanders. The simplicity is intentional mindfulness, strengthens through repetition, not through complexity. The book also reflects the influence of communal practice, where shared mindful meals create a supportive atmosphere. Even if a reader is practicing alone, the idea of community can be carried inward by remembering that many others are training in the same way. This can reduce discouragement and make practice feel less like a solitary self-improvement project. Another practical dimension is working with distractions. Rather than demanding an ideal environment, the book points toward gentle ways to recognize distraction and come back. In this way, each interruption becomes part of training. Over time, these simple methods can spread beyond eating into other routines such as walking, working, and speaking. The meal becomes a daily anchor, reinforcing steadiness and helping mindfulness become a lived habit rather than an occasional activity. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want mindfulness to feel practical, not abstract busy professionals who eat on the run, parents navigating hectic meals, meditators looking for daily anchors, and anyone who senses that their relationship with food has become tense or distracted. It can benefit a reader's life by turning an unavoidable activity into steady training in presence, gratitude, and self-compassion. Even small changes, like pausing before the first bite or noticing the breath between mouthfuls, can reduce stress and strengthen emotional regulation. Over time, mindful eating can support healthier patterns by increasing satisfaction and decreasing automatic consumption without relying on harsh rules. Compared to many books that focus mainly on nutrition science, dieting, or willpower, How to Eat offers something different, a humane, values-based approach that integrates inner peace with ethical awareness. Its strength is clarity and gentleness, making it easier to return to practice after setbacks. The format and tone also make it highly usable, more like a daily companion than a dense manual. For readers seeking lasting change that touches both mind and daily habit, it is worth buying because it helps convert everyday meals into moments of real freedom and connection. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh Hane, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.